Without a doubt, the number one question that we're asked is, what's the difference between claims made and occurrence malpractice coverage? Many healthcare providers struggle to understand the difference between these two types of policies. How are they different? And when would a doctor choose one over another? Well, if that's you, you're not alone, and we're here to help. In today's episode, I'm going to give you a crash course on occurrence versus claims made coverage, and I'm going to teach it to you the same way that I teach it to medical students and residents, all in 5 minutes or less. So let's get ready to set the timer and kick things off. Stay tuned. Welcome to Malpractice Insights, the show dedicated to helping healthcare professionals understand medical malpractice insurance and providing you with the solutions you need so that you can get back to the work of practicing good medicine. My name is Jennifer Wiggins, CEO of Aegis Malpractice Solutions, and I'm so glad you've joined us today. All right, let's jump in. So there are two types of policies that you can get for malpractice insurance: occurrence and claims made. Now, when I'm explaining this to students, usually I refer to books and rubber bands to help you understand the differences in the coverages. Let's start with our occurrence policy. So an occurrence policy triggers protection for you based on when the medical incident actually occurred, regardless of when a claim is filed against you. So let's take a look at our books. Let's say I buy an occurrence policy for the very first year that I start practice. Let's say this is January 1st, 2023 to January 1st, 2024. And let's say this is a $1 million, $3 million policy limit. So I buy this policy and I stick it on my bookshelf. I renew the insurance for the next year. I have a second year. This is also a $1 million, $3 million policy. Buy it, stick it on my shelf. I renew it for a third year. Another $1 million, $3 million limit. So I've paid for this, paid the premium, stick it on my shelf. I renew it again for a fourth year. $1 million, $3 million coverage for the next year. Put it on my shelf. Now let's say for the fifth year, I renew it again. This time though, I really feel like I need to increase my limits. So this is a little bit bigger book. Let's pretend like this is a $2 million, $4 million limit, and this is for year five. So this goes on my shelf as well. So now I've got 5 years worth of insurance that sit on my shelf. After I've purchased them, they stay active with that carrier. Even if after these 5 years, I leave and go somewhere else, I don't have to buy tail insurance. I don't have to do anything else. These policies will sit on my shelf in case I ever need them down the road. Now, occurrence triggers based on the occurrence date. So let's say 3 years later, a claim gets filed for a patient that I saw on March 15th, 2023. Well, I simply pull the policy that covers me from January 1st, 23 to 24, and then I pay the claim with this insurance policy. Now, let's say it's a $300,000 loss. I'll open up my policy, the claim gets paid, patient is recovered, I take this insurance policy and stick it back on my shelf. Now, look, I still have $1 million, $3 million for this year, $1 million, $3 million for this year, and this year I have $2 million, $4 million. But for my year that I actually had a paid claim, I still have insurance, but the limit has been reduced. So for any additional claims that are filed for patients that I treated in this year, I have a $1 million, $2.7. I said it's a $300,000 loss, right? So a $1 million, $2.7 million aggregate for this particular policy year. So occurrence is really nice because you buy it once and that policy is available for you to use anytime in the future if you need it. So that's our occurrence policy. Let's put the books away and flip now to claims made. Now, when I talk about claims made coverage, I like to use a rubber band because these limits don't stack up year by year like the occurrence. They actually stretch over the duration of the policy period. So let's use the same date range. Let's say I start my claims made policy on January 1st, 2023. It's going to be renewed for 1 year. So insurance policies generally run for 12 months. So I have a $1 million, $3 million policy limit, and it covers me for any patients that I treated from January 1st, 23 to January 1st, 24. When this policy renews, I don't get a second rubber band. I have the same rubber band. It just gets stretched. So now I have $1 million, $3 million worth of coverage for any patients that I've treated from January 1st, 23 to January 1st, 25. Let's say I renew it again. The rubber band gets stretched further. I still have $1 million, $3 million worth of coverage for any patients that I've treated now from January 1st, 23 to January 1st, 26. So it continues to get stretched year over year over year until, let's say the same thing, 5 years have passed, and now I'm going to cancel the policy. Well, at the 5-year mark when I cancel, I have to buy tail insurance if I want to have protection later on for all of the patients that I treated during these 5 years. If I don't buy tail, it's as if I never had insurance before. There is literally no coverage for any of the patients I treated over the 5 years. But if I buy my tail, then I have a permanent policy in place for any claims that may still come down the road for patients treated from this date to this date. All right, I think we made it under 5 minutes, so thanks for sticking with us. We have a lot of other episodes on occurrence versus claims made that go into way more detail. This was just kind of like a quick overview for you to get an idea of the differences between the policy types. So if you want more on these topics, we will link some of our other episodes down in the show notes. And I also have a free download for you. It's a guide. It's the ultimate guide to occurrence versus claims made coverage, and it's pretty detailed. So if you would be interested in that resource as well, it's absolutely free, and we'll link it for you in the show notes. If you have any questions on this topic, or you want to make sure that you're covered appropriately, click the link in the description box below where you can connect with us via phone, email, or chat today. And if you're listening, please visit us online at aegismalpractice.com. That's AEGIS malpractice.com. And of course, if you haven't done so already, don't forget to give us a like and a follow. And I'd really love your feedback if you could please leave me a review. Your support really does help us to reach more people. And we're so grateful for your clicks and your kind words. This is Jennifer Wiggins. Thanks for joining us.